Hello and welcome back to the My Entertainment World podcast. We're back with another year of Pitch Fest, our Toronto Fringe Festival preview. The 38th annual Toronto Fringe this year features 123 shows at 27 venues across the city from June 30th until July 12th. Tickets are available at fringetoronto.com. Our writers will be on site throughout the festival reviewing as many shows as we can, so be sure to follow at My Ent World on Instagram, My ENT World, to keep up with our coverage and bookmark our Toronto Fringe homepage, available now at myentertainmentworld.ca. Right now it just says coming soon, but throughout the festival we'll be updating it as our reviews go live. So keep your eye on that page. In the meantime, we've asked the artist of the Fringe to join us for this audio preview so you can get a taste of what's on offer at the festival this year. This is part one, so be sure to check out part two to hear from even more great artists. With that, I'll hand the mic over to Toronto Fringers and see you on the other side.
A cold punch, joy, food reset. We the lovey, wow, potato, sexy to reset. What you have selected to be totally beset by
massage and meal plan.
Confusing, wow. Pull up a chair for some acts of service. We so many courses, my body's nervous. What it's like a roller coaster. How much we serve is lots. I think we're due, but also sex and life connection. Go.
You were listening to Cold Plunge, Joy Food Reset from the brand new musical A Moment for Frayed Nerves. A Moment for Frayed Nerves is the Studio Ghibli-inspired comfort food, pop, and R&B dance fever dream to lull you in these dark and trying times. With music, lyrics, and book by Kevin Wong, original choreography by Elisa Pyers, co-direction by Pyers and Rio Braid, lighting design by Logan Raju Cracknell, and produced by Lucy McPhee. A Moment for Frayed Nerves is a genre-bending warm delight. Come see Canada's most delicious new musical from creative powerhouses whose work has won multiple Patrons Picks, Dora Awards, and been seen at National Ballet of Canada and the New York City Ballet. Come see A Moment for Frayed Nerves at Theatre Past Marais, premiering at the Toronto Fringe Festival.
What happens when the 2% of condoms don't work?
Ooh, you get us, a couple bastards. I'm comedian Nikki Bond.
And I'm plebeian Claire Cavallaro.
Well, you're more than that.
And we are the co-creators and stars of 2% of Condoms, which is a new two-woman show premiering this summer at the Toronto Fringe.
It's a semi-autobiographical comedy about how we're both born from broken condoms.
Jealous.
Both raised without fathers.
That sounds exciting.
And both spectacularly bad at dealing with our abandonment issues.
Therapist, where are you?
Until we have to. Maybe.
I mean, when you're this badly wired for disaster, can you actually ever change? You know what? They'll find out. We will be performing June 30th to July 12th at Soul Pepper's Wayne Mangesha Theater. And we hope to see you there.
Because if you don't come, we'll know.
I will know. You probably won't know.
Yeah, I do have a hard time paying attention to things.
What would happen if you asked ChatGPT to write you a comedy show? Do you think it would be good, or do you think it would be bad? Well, I found out for the both of us, and you can see for yourself this year at Toronto Fringe. My show, Artificially Intelligent 2.0, is about the time I asked ChatGPT to write me a show. I thought, why am I working so hard when I can just do what everybody else does and outsource my job to an AI? But the results? Well, they were pretty... interesting. I mean, after I fed my life story to this program, it did write me a song called Greek Millennial Fag. Can't really finish the sentence because I don't think I can use those words on this platform. But you should come see what it wrote for me live. We even get AI to write somebody in the audience a song just to show you that this is not rigged. At its core, it's a story about what happens when we outsource creativity to a machine and about our dependency on technology to do everything for us. I mean, why is AI in everything? Why is there AI in my bidet? I don't want a robot touching my bum bum. Aye, aye, aye. But the show is back at the Toronto Fringe after a sold-out and award-winning run at the 2024 Toronto Fringe and hot off of sold-out shows at the Edinburgh Fringe and Melbourne and Sydney Comedy Festivals. This show is back, fully updated, and with 100% more chaos. So come see for yourself if AI is capable of replacing artists or if it's just another nonsense thing created by the elite virgins of Silicon Valley. July 2nd to July 12th at the Alumni Theater. See you there!
Sometimes loving your neighbour is hard, because sometimes your neighbours are... Hi, I'm Andrew Silverwood, and my show Love Thy Neighbour is a story about the places I've been and the neighbours I made along the way. It's a comedy. I don't want to be big-headed, but it's my best show yet, and it's on at Video Cabaret as part of this year's Toronto Fringe. Pop along, babe.
It's 2026 and the Roaring Twenties are back, baby.
It's all sparkle, parties,
and depression.
Directed by the illustrious former Second City artistic director Carly Heffernan, you're going to want to hop on down to the Speakeasy at Giza studio and add a little grape to your depression.
It's not like a bum leg. You can't stay off your heart. That's the inescapable truth for patients at a cardiac clinic in Dead Lucky, a darkly funny and deeply human one-act play debuting at this year's Toronto Fringe Festival. Andrew died and came back. Wendy is a twiddler with a heart that has taken a beating, and not even a triple bypass could cut out Bobby's compulsive clowning. Together, they make unexpected connections at a cardiac clinic, facing their own fragility, feeling like they're living on borrowed heartbeats as they await test results that could change everything. Dead Lucky is a father-daughter labor of love, written by journalist Greg Sadler based on his own heart attack more than a decade ago, and directed by daughter Cassidy Sadler. The play runs July 2nd to 12th at Soulpepper Theatre's Michael Young Theatre in the Distillery District.
Hi, sorry, are you guys good people?
Barbiol, what are you doing?
Don't worry about it. We are looking to find the goodest people.
Barbiol, who are you talking to?
The Sodomites.
The who?
No, I don't like their music. I'm talking to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, is that really necessary?
Yes! Look, guys, we're in a bit of a bad news, good news situation.
Yes, bad news. God has decided to smite you all for your sinful ways.
But good news, he has agreed to spare you if F and I manage to find five good people. So what we need you to do is to come down to the Native Earth Geezy Studio at the Toronto Fringe Festival in order for you to
face your judgment.
No. Well, actually, yes, a little bit, but, like, good judgment. And that way, if we get as many people as possible, we have a higher chance of finding five good ones.
And if we don't, you'll all be in the same place, and it will be easier to smite you all in one go.
Yeah, win-win! For easy reference, the show is called God Save the Sodomites.
For the mortal purposes of the festival.
Yes, for the mortal purposes of the festival.
You may consult the Fringe program to find out when judgment days occur.
Oh, produced by Old Souls Theater Collective that brought you the ensemble at last year's Fringe.
Happy Fringing.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Tessa.
We're the Troubadours! Our show, Jerry's Imaginarium, is premiering at the Toronto Fringe Kids Fest.
Created and performed by the Neighborhood Follies!
Jerry the Architect is desperately in need of a creative boost when his encounter with a dancing sprite named Lottie helps him to think outside the box.
It's got music. It's got dance. It's got tomfoolery.
Come see our show at Young People's Theater Studio Space between July 3rd and 11th.
Jerry's Imaginarium. Bad days ain't so bad when you're sharing them. Dance your way to a new idea. Believe in yourself like we believe in you.
See you there!
Hi, I'm Finn Cuthbert, co-writer of Grey Spaces, a brand new Canadian musical making its world premiere this summer at Theatre Passe-Marais. Grey Spaces tells the story of Rowan, played by Justin Myers-Chapman, a Torontonian stuck in the daily grind. Just after he meets the girl of his dreams, Aisha, played by Michelle Chu, he tragically meets his untimely demise. Rowan awakens in a space between life and death. The Grey Space, where a processing agent named Min, played by Taryn Wachenko, reveals that he has a choice. Move on, or return to Earth and relive his life. My writing partner Brittany Miranda and I have joined forces with an incredible team of artists, including the Dora-nominated company Bowtie Productions, as well as our visionary director Sapphire Dimitro, to bring this story to the Fringe stages. At its heart, Grey Spaces is about perfectionism, ambition, and the ways that we can lose sight of life's everyday joys while trying to chase an ideal future. But don't worry, it's also funny, heartfelt, and packed with original songs, and if we're lucky, just may have you leaving looking at your own life a little bit differently. So consider joining us this summer at Theatre Passe-Marais for a Fringe experience you won't soon forget.
Welcome to the Windsor suburbs in 1966. You are cordially friggin' invited to Ladies' Day. Crack a Labatt's, light a cig, let your hair down, let your guard down. We only got a few hours. Dinner won't make itself. From 2026 Dora nominees One East Productions comes a brand new play about what the good old days really looked like on the inside, and what happens when a little break turns into a wild party that turns into a neighborhood-wide rebellion. Based on the real-life Ladies' Days of the playwright's grandmother, Ladies' Day opens July 2nd at Video Cabaret. Written by 2026 Dora nominees Jesse McQueen and Jack Crean, directed by Jack Crean, featuring Shanda Bezich, Blair McMillan, Jennifer McEwen, Carson Pinch, and Jesse McQueen. Stage managed by Sarah Braun and dramaturged by Farron Delsey. See you at Ladies' Day.
Lifeguard, the only job AI can't do. Lifeguard is a semi-autobiographical solo show written and performed by the unsinkable Catherine Haggis, a seasoned Toronto actor and comedian, and lifeguard of 40 years. Think Greywatch, not Baywatch. The show is at the Aki Studio at the Native Earth Performing Arts Center. This show has an amazing team behind it. It is directed by solo show guru Tracy Aaron Smith, a Broadway award-winning director, actor, and author, as well as dramaturgy by the widely recognized Judith Thompson. At the essence, this show is really about life, death, and everything in between, the damaged, the injured. It is about saving and being saved. There is some grief-stricken moments, but the essence is told through the eyes of what would be like the Willie Loman of the acting community. I mean, once a Canadian actor, always something else. Lifeguard turned actor, turned lifeguard, turned actor once more. This show really is the lifeline we all need right now. It's chock full of laughs. It is layered with fantastic music. You're going to feel like you were at a concert. We've put a lifeguard stand on stage. We're sticking to guerrilla warfare limits that is producing independent theater with a simple set, a lifeguard chair, and a bench. You're going to want to unplug and lean into these personal stories that really are true stories about Catherine growing up in a bar and her home in Belleville. And this show is really for anyone that has stood watch over others while quietly trying to keep their head above water. You are not going to want to miss it. The Aki Studio, Native Earth Performing Arts Center, fantastic team, really, really great show. See you at the theater. Happy fringing.
How well do you know your neighbors? My name is Wayne Burns, and I play Aaron in Hannah Moskovich's Little One, directed by Alice Fox Lundy at this year's Toronto Fringe Festival. Little One is a dark and gripping psychological thriller about two estranged siblings reunited after years apart. When Claire returns from a psychiatric ward, determined to tell her brother Aaron a disturbing story about the neighbors they grew up beside, a mystery begins to unfold that forces both of them to confront the past. What makes this production especially exciting is that audiences will experience it inside an actual loft. We're performing at Puppy Sphere at Bathurst and Queen, transforming the space into an intimate world where memory, reality, and imagination begin to blur. Toronto audiences haven't had a chance to see Little One since its premiere at Tarragon Theatre almost 15 years ago. It's an opportunity to encounter an early work by Hannah Moskovich and see the beginnings of the themes that have made her one of Canada's most celebrated playwrights. I'm performing alongside Izzy Nagel, who plays Claire, and under Alice's direction, we're using light, shadow, and theatrical sleight of hand to draw audiences deeper into the mystery as they piece together what really happened between these characters and their neighbors. If you love psychological thrillers, intimate storytelling, and theater that keeps you guessing, Little One is for you. Join us for Little One by Hannah Moskovich, directed by Alice Fox Lundy, starring Izzy Nagel and me, Wayne Burns, at the Toronto Fringe Festival this July.
Julie Cohn here with Bears in the City. We are proud to announce our smash hit, award-winning immersive adventure, Many Happy Returns, coming to Toronto Fringe 2026. Many Happy Returns is a group-based, interactive, immersive performance with artifacts to find, intriguing guests to meet, and mysteries to unravel. You are a time traveler on a mission with exclusive access to a swinging speakeasy cocktail party set on New Year's Eve, December 31st, 1926. You must use teamwork to infiltrate the party, mingle with the people from the past, and find out their hopes and dreams. Manipulate the events of the party to help them achieve those goals. Can you obtain all 10 artifacts before your time travel abilities wear off? It's a race against the clock. Will you succeed? Or will you find yourself trapped in an endless loop? Many Happy Returns is fresh off of 6 prior runs in Toronto, sold-out shows across the city. Winner of the 2025 No Proscenium Emmy Audience Award for Outstanding Immersive Work. From the award-winning director of Meet Cute, Best of Fringe. The lauded creator of Is That How Clowns Have Sex? Top 5 Fringe. And The Wild Adventure, Sorry About That, 5 favorite Fringe shows. Many Happy Returns is immersive and interactive. Your decisions create the outcome of the adventure. Come make new friends as you work cooperatively to pull off these heists. Dress to impress if you like. It's a murder mystery meets escape room meets speakeasy meets queer love story meets Mission Impossible. And your choices determine the outcome. Come back and join us again to experience our rotating cast and new storylines. Every visit is unique. If you've seen Many Happy Returns, you haven't seen it all. Many Happy Returns takes place at Society Clubhouse at College in Dovercourt. We have 8 adventures from June 30th to July 12th, and some are already sold out, so get your tickets now while you can. Tickets are on sale at the Toronto Fringe site. Follow us on Instagram at Bears in the City. Many Happy Returns. Dare you return?
Hi, my name is Miho Suzuki. I'm the writer, director, and one of the performers of The Improper Identity, playing at Native Arts Gigi Studio as part of the Toronto Fringe Festival. The show also stars the wonderful performers Mladen Obradovic and Kent Penrandat, and I'm incredibly lucky to be working with an amazing team of artists. The Improper Identity is based on a true story sci-fi comedy about accents, identity, and belonging. Toronto is one of the most diverse cities in the world. Nearly half of its residents were born outside Canada. So although this story begins with my own experience, I think it speaks to something much larger. How we communicate, how we belong, and how every voice carries its own beauty. While the show is inspired by real experiences, it's filled with fantasy, silliness, and lots of laughs. My goal is to make the audience laugh and then perhaps leave the theater with a little more love for the people around them. I also incorporate kamishibai, a traditional Japanese form of picture card storytelling, into the show. If you are looking for something funny, heartfelt, a little weird, and unlike anything else at the Fringe, I'd love to welcome you to The Improper Identity. Thank you, and I hope to see you at the festival.
Do you need inspiration to finally start that damn novel? Or climb Mount Everest? Or just quit doom scrolling on the toilet? Then call me, Gabrielle Lenore, your inspirational porn star at the Hot Tism Hotline. That's 1-800-HOT-TISM. I may be hot and autistic, hot-tistic if you will, but your disability is just a bad attitude. And you've got a real bad attitude. My job is to inspire you, motivate you. I can talk you through just about anything, from writing that email to getting out of bed, or lasting longer in bed. The first 5 minutes are free. Want to know what I'm wearing? Then come. See me live for my show, My Life as an Inspirational Porn Star, where I, Gabrielle Lenore, tell true stories of sex, drugs, and everything else they don't tell you about being an autistic bisexual woman. June 30th to July 11th at the Soul Pepper Theater's RBC Finance Studio. So what are you waiting for? Operators are standing by.
Tired of seeing the same musical twice? Good. Merv-ish refuses to repeat itself. Coached under the watchful eye of This Hour Has 22 Minutes writer and Second City alum Ashley Botting, Merv-ish improvises a completely original 60-minute musical each performance. No script, no props, no sheet music, just your suggestion and a cast ready to weep, crack a joke, hit a high C, and fall in love in 3-part harmony before the first act ends. We'll see you at Fringe.
Olivia O, the musical, playing at the Factory Theater Main Space, was written by Diane Curie-Sam and Jessica Carmona. This is the winner of both the Adams Prize for Musical Theater and the Tom Hendry Award for Musicals. Olivia O tells the story of a 14-year-old undocumented immigrant who is separated from her mother at the U.S.-Mexican border and sent to an abusive foster home while her aunt builds a community of support and activism in an effort to find her and reunite families separated by cruel immigration policies. The cast features Valeria Esteves, Ceci Nicoli, Veronica Marine Estrada, Kevin Forrester, Gabriela Velasquez, Christian Wadsworth Vargas, Samuel Galli, Fatima Sanchez, Anthony Chow, Christina Pauletta, Anna Sophia Ferrer, Nick Ritchie, Cooper McCrory, and April Clemens.
A non-canonical musical adventure with Pukumhura, Mistress of B-Roll, opens July 2nd at Theatre Passmurai, 16 Ryerson Avenue, Toronto, as part of the Alliance for Canadian Musicals and the Toronto Fringe Festival. Come see the musical that Hamilton audiences raved about. That's Hamilton the City, not Hamilton the musical. But hey, I'm sure their audiences would love it too. This musical is 100% non-canonical, meaning to enjoy the show, you don't need to know anything about video games, MMOs, or the YouTube web series Pukumhura, Mistress of B-Roll. So if you don't know your Lich Kings from your Witch Kings, don't worry about it. Sit back, enjoy the show, the music, the choreography, and let our talented cast entertain you. That's a non-canonical musical adventure with Pukumhura, Mistress of B-Roll. Tickets available online or at the door. Visit pookplay.ca for more information. That's pookplay.ca.
Thank you so much for joining us for our 2026 Toronto Fringe preview. Get your tickets at fringetoronto.com and make sure you follow at myentworld and myentertainmentworld.ca throughout the festival for all of our coverage. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the Fringe.